Liv, into the final four. How's everybody feeling at the minute?
I think it's quite a relaxed camp still. We know that if we put the hard work in and stick to what our game plan is, no matter the opposition, we can come out on top of the results. So really positive and really good.
You finished the season 17 out of 18 wins. I mean, are you almost having to ignore that and just take each game as it is?
I think that's what we've done all season, to be honest. We've tried to just take every opposition as it comes and not dwell too much on what the league table's doing, and that's worked really well for us, I think. We know our opposition on Saturday, so we know we're going to play Bath in the semi-final, but we don't know what's going to happen in the other semi-final, so we just have to prepare for every team we could come up against.
Let's have a quick look at the rest of your team. How's Nat as a captain?
Oh, Nat's great. She is a great leader, but she also is a great advocate of someone leading by example. She's just the most hardworking person. She's vocal on the court the whole time and gives her every energy to the team, and that's just what you need from a captain.
What is it like training with people like Hannah and Beth week in, week out?
Yeah, amazing. So the stuff they've brought from their time in the England camp, they're just great performers on the court and just great to learn from. I've played with Hannah now since our start of university, so I'm familiar with how Hannah plays. And having Beth in the mix too, she had an absolute stormer in some of the internationals prior to the Super League season, so her exposure against the best in the world, she brings into our camp, which is great.
And I mean, it's got to be affecting your game, playing with people like that week in, week out.
God, yeah, definitely. And we've got also, along with the English internationals, you know, playing with the girls from overseas, for Vanessa and Peace and Joe Tripp, they just bring their different style of play and how they've learned different variations of netball, which again is just great, and it just adds to that real mix within our team, which seems to be successful.
You got a wonderful 49 seconds of the game against Storm on Saturday. Is it tricky coming on in situations like that?
I mean, we train all the time, so I just think, yeah, I've got to just take opportunities when they present themselves, so I hope that every time I've stepped on the court this year, I've just tried to take myself back to the training ground, and this is just what we do week in, week out, and it's just happens to be on a bigger stage with some people watching. So I just try not to dwell on it too much and just get on there and do what I know I can do.
You were born in Hartlepool, so you obviously loved the sport from an early age.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so lucky that I started my netball with Oakswear, which have an amazing setup from the youth all the way up to the top club netball in the country, which was great. And the likes of Barbara Brown and Bev Linnigan and all of them girls just started my netball journey, and you know, it's great for the town, and you can just tell by the strength of the club of what this club produces on the international stage as well.
Hugely important to where you are today then?
Yeah, massively. I mean, I think the grassroots development in this country, you know, that's where we all come from, and it's great that to play in clubs at a younger level and just really get the, it's where you find the love for the sport, you know, you enjoy it playing in tournaments every weekend, and that's kind of how it grows up until the elite level, I guess.
And the level of the game in Teesside, Cleveland, pretty strong?
Yeah, I think we definitely compete on the national stage at national club tournaments. Oakswear is known for that across the country. I think that we're known for being real determined and gritty players. They still perform very well. Sometimes when I get the opportunity when I'm at home, I still go and watch their Prem games. I love to see all the girls, and some during the summer as well, try to head back and train with them a little bit, which is good.
You've been with Lightning a couple of seasons now.
Yeah.
Your best season to date?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no taking away from the fact that we had a couple of tough seasons at Loughborough, and there was times where we didn't have a consistent coach, and we had quite a lot of young university players and struggle through a couple of seasons. So it's definitely a great time to be part of the team now when we're successful. But it's, again, the hard work that Karen and Liv have done over the years to build the team.
And they must be amazing to work with.
Yeah, I mean, the two of them together combined with Maggie, the international experience there is just amazing, and they're just so clever. They always challenging us at training and trying to look outside of the box at how we can progress as a team. And I think even from the start of the season, you can see the team's progress massively. like individual performances as well as the team to build toward this weekend.
We all know that semi-final up first against Bath, they've hit the form at the right time. So is it just another game to you all?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we tried to take that mentality into our game against Storm. For them, it was a do-or-die game, so that was a really good test for us. Although we'd secured our spot, we knew they would give absolutely everything, so that was really good preparation for this coming Saturday. But again, I think we just try to focus on our performance, and we know if we do what we can do well on the day, we know that we'll get a good result.